activists have been working for months to get the music industry to sever its ties with R&B singer R. Kelly. There have been allegations against him for years by women who say he sexually abused them. Now, women of color from the Time's Up movement have published an open letter calling on companies like Spotify and record label RCA to drop Kelly. His management responded to Monday's letter with a blunt denial. NPR's Anastasia Siulkas reports on the sometimes graphic allegations.
In 2002, R. Kelly was indicted on 21 counts of child pornography. He was later acquitted by a jury. Since then, families of several women have come forward accusing him of keeping their loved ones as sex slaves. One of the women who has come forward is Johanda Pace, who met the singer when she was 15. Pace, who's now in her 20s, described her experiences on the talk show The Real last September.
He would slap you in your face, and he would physically, like, harm you. And he would put you in a room, and he would lock you in a room for days.
In response to the allegations, an online campaign called #MuteRKelly launched last year. It's gained widespread visibility since Time's Up publicly joined in. Influential women in entertainment, including director Ava DuVernay, television producer and writer Shonda Rhimes, and actress Lupita Nyong'o have come forward to add their voices to the effort. Another is Tarana Burke, an activist and founder of the Me Too movement.
What we are looking for in our community and out is some accountability from the corporations that support this person who has a 24-year history of sexual violence perpetrated against Black and brown girls around the country.
In yesterday's statement, R. Kelly's management called the Time's Up letter a, quote, attempted public lynching, unquote, and noted that, quote, since America was born, Black men and women have been lynched for having sex or for being accused of it. Tarana Burke says that using the word lynching is wrong.
This is not a lynching. We are only a week out of the National Monument to Lynching being opened in Montgomery, Alabama. And the history of and the reality of lynching in America is so painful and so real. This is not a public lynching. This is a call for public accountability.
An R. Kelly concert scheduled for Saturday in Chicago has been canceled by promoters. Kelly's next scheduled show is next week in Greensboro, North Carolina. Anastasia Tsilikas, NPR News, New York.